Mornings with Ed. And there's no better way to start off the week than with outstanding musicianship. So let me read this to you first, and I'll introduce you to what's going to be happening here in the next hour or so. Our fellow robot has documented the human experience in its entirety, and we'll be uploading the recorded Homo sapien documents as we rotate 45 degrees around the circumference of Earth's orbital path around the sphere of humans. The sphere that humans call the sun. These recorded documents included the robot's guide to music, include human audio compositions written and recorded by fellow robot. The time of artificial intelligence is upon us. So in studio, I've got a couple of guys, Anthony and Mike from Long Beach. The band is fellow robot. We had them here a while ago for their first album. Their latest album is The Robot's Guide to Music, Volume 2. They have a release party this coming Wednesday at Alex's Bar in Costa Mesa. We are there, and I hope you're going to be there as well. We're going to hear some music from them, have a great conversation. Right now, playing Don't Deny Me, Fellow Robot.
Just fuzzy.
live in our Pearl Street studios. That is fellow robot from Long Beach. That's Anthony and Mike. And welcome back, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you back. And this second album is just kicking butt, man. I am absolutely loving the selections off of this second album. I really am.
Thank you.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. It deals with the depression of Fellow after the death of his creator.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Explain for those of us that haven't heard you before, explain Fellow Robot to us.
Well, Fellow Robot is a 140-year-old smoking robot on the station of FR-29, and he is explaining his life and his memories and transferring them to the musician Jason in order to save the world. And today is Earth Day, so
yes.
Hopefully in 40 years Fellow Robot has saved the humans and, you know, my kids and their grandkids are happy.
Right. Yeah, today being Earth Day, I read a story about a whale entangled out here right off the coast for most of the morning and stuff.
Aww.
Yeah, not a good scene. Not a good scene. Aww. So with this album, sorry about that guy. I didn't mean to depress you, Mike.
I like whales.
I'm a big fan of whales. Oh. It's, you know, the reason I got kayaks is to go out there and be part of the whale world.
I can
world,
make some
man.
Whale noises.
Can you?
Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah, that's close. That was close. Now, you have a release party for this album coming up in a couple of days at Alex's Bar in Costa Mesa.
In Long Beach, actually.
Long Beach. I'm sorry. I said Costa Mesa, didn't
in
I?
The
I'm
beach.
Sorry. Yeah, at the LBC.
The LBC.
The other LB.
Hashtag.
Now, Alex, congratulations on the residency there, by the way.
Thank you so much.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we've been having a blast. Just a lot of people supporting our bands and the other bands coming out. We're really thankful to be playing with so many fantastic other artists. And, of course, the venue for doing it. It's like one of the first residencies they've had in like 5 years is what I've been told. I don't know if that's true.
Right.
But we're honored to be there.
It's nice to be told anyway.
Yeah. I don't care if it's a lie, really.
Now, when your fans come to see you, they expect something theatrical and anthematical, right? You provide it right here, just sitting here. You guys are very theatrical, even just sitting here, stripped down, man.
Well, thank you. We are students of the theater. it's important to us to put on a very good show, which must go on, as I'm sure that you yourself understand. I think Shakespeare said it best when he said, "All the world's a stage."
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yeah, that was Willie?
That was old Willie Shakespeare.
That was Willie. I didn't realize.
We call him Bill.
You know, what caught my eye on your latest album is the artwork on the cover. Who did the artwork?
Michelle Prebich. We have her and her sister doing all of the artwork. Her sister, Justine, is doing a single artwork for each single.
Right.
And then we have Michelle doing the bookends.
Okay. All right. Can I ask you about some of the songs that we may not hear today, but are on the album, and I'm fascinated with?
Love to talk
to
you.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
How about Golden Man?
Golden Man, what a fun song. I wrote that a couple years ago with my son on my lap.
Right.
I have a golden mannequin named Nikolai. Okay. And he had taken a bad spill. My wife had gotten home from work, and I was like, hey, did you see what happened to the golden man? How he has fallen into pieces? And right. And that song just kind of transformed into something that was more earthly and worldly, you know, closer to my heart than just a mannequin or something like that. we had a good time out in the desert in October shooting a music video with Stimson Sneed out in L.A. And I had a blast with that one.
So even though the songs on the album are really about the golden, about the robot, about Fellow Robot.
Yes.
Really, it's a clear reflection of our human struggles. As you listen to the music, that's exactly it is.
We like to look inward. We're a very introspective band. But we like keep it at arm's length with the whole sci-fi trapping.
That's
how we get you.
You did. You hooked me.
We get you.
Yeah, it's very human music.
Okay, I need to apologize for my reading. I butchered that reading introducing you guys, and all morning long I had practiced it in the William Shatner tone. I did my best.
Fellow Robot has.
Yes. There you go.
Give it here.
Let me give it there. I did my best, William Shatner.
It's funny. Yeah, that was like one of the first things I had written even before I started writing the book. So right. It's like just like. Yeah. I'm surprised you found that. I thought I deleted all those files.
No, we found you. No, I won't do any accents because I can't even compare with the accents that Mike can do over here.
Oh, I didn't have friends in middle school, so that's about right. Because I amused myself. I watched Monty Python and Red Dwarf and Star Trek, and I tried to imitate.
I think I was in the same programming knelled as you were.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's so good to relate to another person.
Another nerd. Finally, yeah, after all these years, man. So on Golden Man, when you released the vinyl, tell me about the Easter eggs on the vinyl. What were we looking for?
So on the first vinyl that we released back in October, we did have a quote from Golden Man on the first record. Right. And it said, "I still believe everything I need isn't far from me." And which was, you know, basically an Easter egg for the second record, which is coming out. We just got the test pressings last weekend. Okay. And it's a little fun thing.
Now, how involved are you in what gets how involved are you in that process?
Oh, we make the vinyl ourselves in Anthony's garage, actually. I don't know if you know this, but to make vinyl, you kind of pour it out like a pancake. You've got a griddle there, and you've got a wax stamp that you're just
making it.
Armstrong all day. It's good. That's why I got these goons.
I've been pressing vinyl, baby. I used to press license plates, but then I got paroled. So over at Alex's Bar on Wednesday night, what time is the show?
Doors are at 8, 9 p.m. is the first band, and it's free. No cover.
No way.
We don't want your money. I mean, we do.
No, we want people to have a good time. And this Wednesday, we're actually raffling off about $100 worth of new merch. Oh, cool. And the grand prize is volume 2, the test pressing.
Sweet. Yes. Sweet. The hand test pressed, as Mike will indicate.
By me.
The one that Mike did. Yes.
It's got my literal sweat.
And I got to tell you, your merch has got to be off the hook because of the artwork. The artwork that you guys, your merchandise, I would want it. I would want some.
It's pretty cool stuff.
Is that a pretty blatant hint? Hey, man, send me a T-shirt.
I'll get you some stuff.
Any?
All right, yeah.
I didn't bring
How rude of us.
I know, I didn't bring
I apologize.
No need. You guys brought yourselves. You brought some great music, which we're going to be hearing a lot more of. So your next song here is going to be So What?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
So What, the chorus, "They don't know you're mine," was an old song from my old band. And that song just kind of got thrown into the pile of nothing being used. I was going through like a very depressed time in my life where I thought my wife was going to die with our unborn son due to a medical condition.
Wow.
And so I just wrote the song, you know, like as if that had happened already.
Right.
And you know, so what? Please put all the sheets into the wash.
Wow. That, you know what? That's not only deep, it's scary. And wow. Makes me, yeah. So I need to ask.
I was everybody's upset wondering, about the whales.
Did everything turn out okay?
Everything's okay. Everything's okay. Baby Desi arrived 2 years ago in strong fashion.
Good.
You know, ambulance on the way. Like I got pulled over by the cops and they carted her away in the ambulance. And it was quite fun.
Wow. So 2 years later, everything's cool. Everybody's
cool.
Happy. Everybody's healthy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And you're out of that depressive funk?
Absolutely. Happened for a while.
Okay.
Well, I'm not.
I know, man. Welcome.
Mike mentioned, hey, man, I was sad. It was bad enough with the whale story.
I guess I live here now.
If you're just joining us, we're live in our Pearl Street studios with Fellow Robot, a band out of Long Beach, and they are releasing a new album called The Robot's Guide to Music, Volume 2. Gonna have a great discussion with them, but let's hear So What coming up next. This is Fellow Robot. Into the wash. band is Fellow Robot. We are inside our Pearl Street studios here at KX93.5. And even if I hadn't heard what the song was about beforehand, that's a haunting tune.
Thank you.
It really is beautifully written, just absolutely beautifully written. And so since then, of course, things are great now. Did you write any songs about Desi? Have you written any Desi songs, Desi-related songs yet?
I did on the first record, Clone Baby.
Okay.
you know, like, it's
for
about
listeners
him.
Out there, let's see where this goes.
You know, at the time, you know, like, I wrote a lot of these songs around the same time, and I was just kind of feeling down on myself. So I was like, I don't want another version of me out there, you know?
Right.
I'm unique. I'm an individual.
but I've written songs about Desi, more personal, you know, that aren't, like, on the records or anything. Anything like that,
right?
Of
right.
course, and some compositions and little melodies that I like to sing to him, like in like really annoying voices, and he digs it.
Where do you get those annoying voices from?
Not from me. I sing to my dog, and he doesn't care.
Where's your favorite place to write? Do you have? Is there a spot where it's just better than anywhere else? A certain couch in the living room, a place on the beach. Do you have a spot where you write this incredibly creative stuff?
Honestly, I usually, the melodies come and lyrics come when I'm just kind of doing mundane things, walking, right. Driving,
right.
You know, like things like that. I mean, if I sit down to write a song, I can do it wherever, but usually the best melodies and ideas come when I'm just like, you know, not thinking about it.
Doing random stuff. And driving would be kind of tough, I would guess, because when you come up with something creative, you got to like pull over and record it in some kind of way, right?
Sometimes. Yeah. I mean, usually the best melodies...
unless you're texting while you're driving.
Stick.
Which we never do or encourage.
No, we do not.
No.
But like if the melody is good enough and you can sing it back in 5 minutes, then it's probably going to stick. Right. And if it doesn't, then it probably wasn't good enough.
Okay.
Right, in my opinion.
Or you have to convince yourself that it wasn't good enough later on.
Which is a whole other battle musicians deal with.
You know what I'm talking about, musicians.
Tell me about the song Forgot to Pray that's on the album.
Well, Forgot to Pray is like one of our political statements on the next record. My wife is a teacher, kindergarten teacher. My son goes to her same school. She's a fifth grader.
Teacher is one of the most noble professions on earth, man.
Yeah, and back in August of last year, she was like, it was like the day before school, and she's just like freaking out, and I'm freaking out. We're all freaking out here in this country because of gun violence and the terrible laws that are in place that allow people to kill little children in schools. Now, whether you believe that or not, it's happening.
Right.
And so she was very emotional going back to school. And I wrote this song. I don't want to send my kid to school today. Okay. Where paper boys and paper girls don't want to play. And I don't want to see my son shot today. But the congressman and NRA forgot to pray.
That's deep, brother. That's deep. That's deep. That's on the latest album. And that song right there, if only for that song, The Robot's Guide to Music, Volume 2. You've been shooting videos for any of these songs?
We have. So What? I think we're releasing a music video this week. The one that we shot back in January. Like the last record, we have 6 music videos for this album as well.
Now, how much involvement in the video themselves do you have?
I'm pretty much the producer role on a lot of them. Okay. I'm getting them all organized. I have a handful of directors that I like to work with. Okay. The girls that do the artwork, they do the animated videos. We have Angela Vega, who's done several of our videos. Stimson Sneed now has done a couple. Jacqueline Chesson. So we have artists and directors and co-producers that we like to work with.
It has to be people you trust because your concept is so singularly yours.
True.
I imagine it would be hard to seed that creative, you know.
Well, with the music videos, we want to make sure that each of them don't replicate the last one.
Right.
So they're all completely different. And with the music videos, we're a little looser with the story of Fellow Robot. and just kind of creating art that I trust everyone that we work with,
right.
And I don't want to micromanage them. If I hire them to do the job, I let them do the job.
Right.
And so far, I haven't been disappointed with any of the work that we've done, including one of the music videos my son directed. It was a Minecraft video.
Okay, tell me about that.
It's a Minecraft world piece in which he wanted to do something for my birthday. He's like, I'm going to make you a music video for Garden of the Lord. And and he built the world in Minecraft and then shot it, transferred the files. And, you know, I helped him edit it a little bit. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Right.
That's my favorite one.
Is
of
it?
All of them. Yeah.
Right.
I think it's just such a pure little expression. It's just a fantastic thing for a kid to do. And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're right. What an amazing expression. What an amazing, yeah. The guitar you're playing right now.
Yeah.
You play it so well. You're really, really on it, man.
Please, please. No, keep it coming.
was guitar your first instrument?
Guitar was my first instrument, my first love. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with Back to the Future, and I watched it, I think, like 3 times a day.
Maybe that should have been your date night movie the other day.
Yeah, maybe. way easier. That scene where Michael J. Fox is playing a 58 ES-345, like, I rewinded that over and over. In fact, when I finally convinced my parents to get me a guitar, I learned how to play Johnny B. Goode just by watching his fingers, and he was pretty much on. Except, he turns around and says, blues riff in B, watch me for the changes and try to keep up.
Right.
It's in B flat. I hate to be that guy. I don't mean to nitpick Hollywood.
Right.
Hollywood, I'm sorry.
He was close.
Super close. I mean, one fret off. I mean, I can't blame the guy.
Now, Michael J. Fox played guitar for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah,
so he obviously
does.
His fingering was, yeah.
Yeah, but he's my hero. He's absolutely my hero. That's the only reason that I exist as a musician is because of Michael J. Fox. So, Michael J. Fox, if you're listening, Hit me up.
Hit him man. Up, man.
We love you, Michael J.
Catch me on my mobile.
There you go. And yeah, I love that scene. That's where the guy, hey, Chuck, I got a song for you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's your cousin, Mom.
That's right.
Cousin Marvin.
So you have a song called Cemetery Song.
Yes.
The story behind Cemetery Song, involved your father and seeing his name. Give us the story of Cemetery Song, if you would, please.
Yeah, I was playing a concert at the Sunnyside Cemetery, just playing a single song. I forget, James Taylor? What's the artist's name? Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Who sang that?
I gotta get by.
Well,
that's Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens, sorry about that, everybody. I'm sure you're all kicking your speakers. Yeah. Anyway, we're doing
And they made me sing a little bit of it, which was horrible.
Yeah, so we're doing it at the Sunnyside Cemetery for a showing of Harold and Maude. And I was walking the cemetery, and I was just, you know, with my guitar, this guitar right here, my dad's guitar, and on one of the headstones, I thought that I read his name, and it was, like, really tripping me out, and because I have the same name as my father.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, this is weird. And so inspiration, I guess, struck, and I started playing that melody.
Right.
And just started singing, I thought I read your name, and just basically wrote the song on the spot, and then finished it a couple weeks later with a friend.
There are so many great songs on this album, man. I thought you guys had really just nailed it with the first album, but this album, there are so many superior songs on
Thank
this
you.
Album.
Thank you. Wow.
I'm not even kidding.
You thought we topped out, but then we came back.
You thought we reached the wall, buddy.
Oh, if you like these, you're going to like the third record.
We got better.
Now, you shot a video for Cemetery Song.
Correct.
But we're unable to see it. When does that come out? How can we, when can we possibly see that great video?
Well, we have entered it into numerous film festivals, and we've been accepted into a couple so far pretty early in the season. Right. One in Portland, one in North Carolina. But that's going to be the only way that you're going to be able to see it, unless we do like a private screening, which we might do for our 12th music video released, like screening all 12 of them.
Right. Oh, that'd be cool.
And that's what we're thinking, but probably an October release or maybe August. That's digitally online for everyone to see.
All right. Okay. And you again had creative control over that, and you handed it over to people you trust.
Yes. So we have Michelle Prebitch, who directed this, and then Justine Prebitch, who did all the animation.
Okay.
And it's 100% animated.
Those Prebitch kids.
They're fantastic. They're so fantastic. So you could actually follow them on Instagram, the Cemetery Song specific account on Instagram, Cemetery Song, and see the process. And you can see some of the clips of what we're doing. But it's just a cinematic piece. The song is very cinematic, the way that we recorded it and produced it. And then they just kind of took away with it, you know, the idea. Right.
Now, you mentioned a third album earlier. You already had me excited with that. So are you already working on songs for a third album?
I have. I was doing a lot of work on the third album last week and this weekend. And we have about 25 songs that are in the running. But realistically, I think I have the 11 that are going to be on it already.
Now, can you make a left turn and go somewhere else other than the Robot's Guide? Well, you're going to go Volume 3? Is it going to be Volume 3?
It's going to be Volume 3, but we're probably going to release an EP or some singles this summer, songs that we've already produced that won't make it on the record,
right,
but are good enough, just don't really fit the story.
Right.
We're not tied into the Robot's Guide to Music. That's my passion project.
Right.
But I'd like to, you know, start getting songs, you know, from John or Mike, you know, singing songs and something that are like more around their ideas. Right. So it's not just like tied into Anthony Pedroza's project.
I got it. So Mike, what kind of ideas you got here?
Oh, I got this really upbeat one about a beached whale. Really? Oh, I mean, it's a happy story. He gets back into the ocean.
Okay, cool.
Which is where the story starts, right, for me.
Is anyone here a marine biologist?
He gets back into the ocean. All of his friends are like, Carl, were you on land? What's it like up there? And he says it's terrible. And then it gets depressing again. And it's a concept album about how bad it is. There's a cameo by Ariel. Right. The Little Mermaid, because she was super wrong when she was like, they don't reprimand their daughters up there. And like, no, they definitely do. And a lot more than you think, I think. So Disney got that one wrong.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, man. So just a quick story, if you'll allow me. So I moved here 20 plus years ago. And one of the very first things I had to do as a local was get a kayak. Well, I go out on the kayak probably 50, 100 times a year, maybe more.
This isn't a story. This is just a humble brag about how good you are at kayaking.
No, not at all. All I do is sit out there and wait for wildlife to swim by. And there's nothing better than watching a whale swim by. There is nothing better. I mean, it takes you almost like a child. I'm a 50-year-old guy, man, and it's like there's a... Like I'm a kid again, just seeing the whales go by, man.
Yeah.
So I love your love. I love your love for the sea life.
I mean, putting down the facade for a minute. I in high school, I took courses on marine biology and desperately wanted to be one. A marine biologist, that is, not a sea creature. I mean, whatever. Can you do that?
There's still time for both.
If I could be a merman.
Aquaman.
I don't want to be Aquaman. I don't have the bod for that. But I wanted to do that for a long time. And so I actually do care deeply about the environment. I'm just putting on this, you know, this radio persona. This guy who's too cool for school. Earth Day.
What? Happy Earth Day.
I know, but we're stripping you down, man.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Earth. Thanks. Yeah. I live here.
Yes, this is Earth's birthday, right? That's what we're celebrating today?
Something like that, I think.
Earth was born today?
We're celebrating the movie Independence Day when Will Smith said, "Welcome to Earth."
Yeah,
that's what it's all
punches
about.
Punches the alien. That's the worst movie that I watch 1,000 times. I can never turn away from it.
I watch it every 4th of July.
It's so bad.
It's Bill Pullman, man.
But it's great.
Yes.
There's a cameo by Brent Spiner, and he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else you can say about that movie.
It's just horrible.
The creature design is very, very, very. I like Randy Quaid.
I do too.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't like Randy Quaid? Who doesn't like Randy Quaid?
Who doesn't?
Saves the day, man.
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah. All right. Tell me about Everything That's Wrong.
And
that is a song.
Yeah.
That's a song, by the way.
Everything that's wrong. Everything is wrong. No. It's one of our songs off the next record. It's a song that was painful for me to write about the subject matter.
And
You know, but see, all of these songs have some deep-rooted something that's wrong with them, like emotionally. But this one was about losing a friend out of choice. And, you know, I've lost friends. I lost one recently to a drunk driver who was killed. Ruin your Earth Day, everybody.
You know what? This is real radio. This is real, man.
This is the remix.
And again, I appreciate you. I swear, I appreciate you guys being honest like this, man. I swear I do.
We got candor for days.
Yeah. Everything that's wrong is about, you know, losing a friend to choice, a toxic relationship, and someone that, you know, you thought you would be there for forever, or they would be there for you for forever, and you know, things change.
Right.
And with this production, you know, Mike does one of my favorite guitar solos ever. We actually had a second verse, and we ditched the lyrics because his guitar solo was just so good that it kind of took over that section. And I'm really proud of this song. And, you know, I wish things that could be different, you know, with certain people in my life or who are no longer in my life, I suppose.
Because of this toxic relationship, are you more guarded? With new relationships?
Yeah, I've been guarded for a long time. I make all kinds of new friends, and I love people. I really do. But there are things that happen in my life that make me not trust humanity as much as I wish I could.
Right.
But that's why I have Fellow Robot.
Right.
Fellow Robot's very black and white. You know, he wants to save the humans. And I just, whenever I start feeling like that, I just jump into him. Let him take over.
Very cool. If you're just joining us, we are in studio with Fellow Robot, a band from Long Beach. This is Anthony and Mike. Their newest album is called The Robot's Guide to Music, Volume 2. We're about to hear Everything That's Wrong. And once again, to our Pearl Street Studios, welcome Fellow Robot.
Here we go. Chance.
That's Everything That's Wrong. Fellow robot in studio with us. Good morning, Laguna Beach. Mornings with Ed. And again, beautifully written, thoughtfully written, really.
Thank you.
So tell me about the influences growing up musically. What were you, were your parents musical?
Absolutely. Both of my parents love music. My dad, you know, this was his guitar, or it still is technically.
It looks well loved, I should say.
It sure is. Of course, the Beatles, ELO, all the classics, Dylan, from my dad, my mom, Elton John, Earth, Wind, and Fire from her. And then as a teenager, started getting into The Living End and like the Vandals, the punk scene, and Offspring, and, you know, just doing a whole lot of that. You know, I still listen to everything that I listened to when I grew up, you know, I think just for the memories and the recollection.
Right. Can music you grew up with, even though you've heard it 1,000 times, can it all of a sudden be influential?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. And what about you, Mike?
Well, when I was growing up, my parents listened to a lot of gospel and country. Right after that whole Back to the Future story,
right.
My dad came into my room and was like, "You're going to play a band instrument. What do you want to play?" And I had just seen some rock and roll band on TV, and I said, "Guitar." And he clearly meant marching band.
Tuba. You look like a tuba guy for me, huh?
It was a bit of a knockdown drag out, but in the end, I got a guitar for Christmas, and that was it. Besides Back to the Future, my earliest guitar memories are like listening to Dolly Parton or Patsy Cline or Elvis. My mom is a gigantic Elvis fan.
Right.
So I was hearing all of that music growing up. And then I discovered punk rock and alternative rock and roll. Like, I was really big into Weezer, Smashing Pumpkins. Right. Who else? Billy Joel was actually the first CD I ever bought.
Nice.
Yeah, that was
there
pretty good. Go. So I got a real good eye for storytelling, or ear, rather, because you listen.
And he's a magnificent storyteller.
Oh, he's great. I love it. He's got a song about Allentown, and I'm from Pennsylvania, so it's very close to my heart, and geographically close to my house. It's all kinds of stuff. It's Muddy Waters, it's Helen Wolf, it's the live Led Zeppelin records.
Right. It's a wide spectrum of music.
A big old spectrum.
I noticed that when Anthony mentioned punk, even though you held a guitar right there on your lap, you kind of air guitared a little bit.
Heck yeah.
Didn't actually hit the strings. You just air guitared. That was pretty cool.
I can't excise it from my playing style. No matter how hard I try, I still have a really heavy right hand because of all that stuff that I used to do.
I get it. Now, Anthony, are you gonna? Is Desi already taking music lessons? Are you done the violin or piano or anything yet?
We have a few guitars that I let him strum.
Right.
He loves strumming this one mostly because it sounds the best out of all of them. But
it's if I might, for the audience, describe it. It looks like something you would find at a garage sale. It's an acoustic, obviously. It's beautiful, but it's old.
It's very old.
Yeah.
The whole back was kicked in when my dad found it in Hawaii at a guitar shop that he used to work in. And the guy was just like, "Here, take this. I can't do anything with it." And he restored it. And
what's the year on that?
53?
Wow.
Martin?
You're making beautiful music on it, by the way.
I love this guitar.
I noticed when you walked in, you said you just restrung it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that makes all the difference, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the strings that I had before were not so great. I won't name the brand.
Okay. We don't have a string sponsor here, so you're okay.
But you're never gonna. You have anything to do with it.
There's some songs. I before we go, I'm gonna play a song called Bottle Ache, and I want you to tell me about that in a minute. But I want you to tell me about I'm With You.
Oh, I love I'm With You. It's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written, mostly because I wrote it with a group of friends. And then when I brought it to Fellow Robot, you know, a new group of friends helped produce it. It's just a lot of love in that song. Wrote it for my friend Jen and Tony when they were getting married in New Orleans in 2012. And we performed it at their wedding with my friend Ellen and my friend Sarah. And my wife Tiffany helped write it as well.
That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Weddings are so much pressure, man.
You know, I was just talking to my wife about this last night. She was like, "Man, why do I play so many weddings and so many funerals? It's really the bane of my existence. There's the good and there's always the bad." But
you bookend life.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I'm With You. It's just I don't know, just a love story. A love story that I love singing every single time.
Right. One of these days, we've got to get you to play a bris.
A what?
A bris. That's,
well, I think they're all stocked up on entertainment at those events, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they really are. They are stocked up on entertainment. So, by the way, the song Bottle Ache.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Tell me about it. I had a chance to hear it. Now tell me about it.
Well, Bottle Ache is a song about the demons of alcohol.
Right.
And I was doing a lot of research back when I wrote the song. I was like, yeah, man, I've been drinking a little too much. So I was looking into like the Prohibition era, and it was I forget which movie that quoted Bottle Ache specifically.
Right.
And I was like, wow, this is just really interesting. So I just started writing in that vein of like this Prohibition man in the white room sweating through all of his sheets because he just can't get off the spike.
Yeah, he captures the dark sides really well.
The dark sides.
You do.
It's that song is a hangover, basically, in 3.5 minutes. It's I love the way that one came out.
It's a time-lapsed hangover.
Yep.
All right, in studio this morning, we've had fellow robot from Long Beach. This is Anthony and Mike. The new album is The Robot's Guide to Music, Volume 2. There's a release party in Long Beach at Alex's Bar on Wednesday night. And where can our listeners find you on social media?
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, YouTube, all of those good things.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No, I think that covers it.
You have been absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I was looking forward to this since I saw you guys come back up, man. I am so looking forward to this album, and I'm really looking forward to the video.
Woo!
All right?
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Let's hear Bottle Ache. This is Fellow Robot, KX93.5.
What'll it be, sir?
Booze.
Sorry, sir. We only serve coffee.
Coffee.
Scotch coffee, Canadian coffee, sour mash coffee.
Scotch. I get a Demitasse. Soda on the side.
Yeah. I'm a better